This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm not sure where to go here. Still waiting to hear from Alex Jones on a secret mission. We've got a massive troll happening right now. I'm not sure if I'm ready to comment on that. In fact, let's just wait on that. Because the ball's not in our court. So let me just say this. And then I swear I'm gonna move on from this Cohen stuff until we take your calls on the war room here. I'm beginning to wonder how much Trump realized before he ran for president. And I'm not saying I'm taking Michael Cohen at his words. I'm just saying you have to admit that this Cohen testimony, absorbing it all, does add some perspective or gives you some sort of new information to try to process. And so there were two things I realized. One is how much did Trump really know what he was getting into, and how much does he really even know to this moment? Because if you take anything, if you take Cohen at his word, basically Trump was just clueless upon everything, basically. Of course, Cohen is a known liar. I mean, he contradicted himself in his own statements multiple times today. For example, he says, this was unbelievable, because Cohen's obviously not a dumb guy. I mean, a successful lawyer, but he caught himself contradicting himself today, and he goes, President Trump never wanted to win, and he never thought he was going to win. And then in the same sentence, he said he was so desperate to win that he would have done anything to win, including collude with Russia. And then he realized, oh, I just contradicted myself. But he really never expected to win, and he didn't want to win. Even though I just said he would do anything to win, even colluding with Russia, he didn't want to win. But I already knew this, but it just kind of solidified itself for me today. The Trump movement is not about Trump, folks. Trump is just the visual figurehead, the vocal figurehead. And the reason why Trump is so untouchable is because Trump it's not even Trump. Trump represents us. We elected Trump. You told us we couldn't have him. We elected him. Screw you. And now you're trying to tell us we can't have him even after we elected him? Screw you again. So that's what they don't understand. But that's where we're at. And again, folks, if they think, like, I'm wondering, I mean, they have nothing on Trump. I mean, they have nothing. And if Cohen, if this Cohen testimony is their big thing, I mean, folks, this is a joke. So what is Elijah Cummings thinking? Is he thinking, I'm going to make my big mark here, and we're going to have the bombshell testimony that's going to destroy Trump and give us the cause for articles of impeachment here? That's not going to work. But it's like, they still don't get it, do they? They really see, because here's the pretty much almost anybody you see these days is made by the establishment, is made by the media. And so that means that they have the ability to either destroy or inflate their own creation. Just look at a Cortez. If the Democrats want her out, they'll get her out. You may find that out soon enough. But see, with Trump, it was organic. They never wanted Trump. They told us we couldn't have Trump from the beginning. They told us Trump would never win from the beginning. So they didn't make Trump the president. We did. But see, they made everyone else the president. They made everyone else popular. So with their own playbook, they think they can destroy anything. But they can't destroy Trump because they didn't make Trump. And that's their Achilles heel. That's why they're frustrated so much. That's why they hate us.
number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Still waiting to hear from Alex Jones, who's on a secret mission. And then also, we're going to play some clips from Robert Barnes, who recorded some powerful segments here at InfoWars yesterday. But I'm going to do a news blitz here so we don't leave any stone uncovered. No rhyme or reason to this, folks. I'm just picking up a news story, covering it, and moving on. From Sputnik, all UK adults soon presumed organ donors under new law. And, you know, this is one of those things that on the surface feels right and appears right. It's kind of a no-brainer. Folks, they're harvesting these organs. They're selling these organs. They're profiting off of these organs. And if you really want to know something sick, you want to know why the Democrats want to allow babies to just die after they're born? I mean, think about this. Did you know, I forget what it is, but if there's an animal, if you find an animal and it's like dying or something, like it's like a thing, you have to fix the animal. If that animal can live, you have to give treatment to that animal. It's like the same thing, but when it's a newborn baby, just let it die. But do you know why they want the newborn baby to be left to die if the mother doesn't want it? They want those organs. They want to harvest that baby's organs. They want to harvest the adrenochrome that baby produces in its glands. They want to harvest the blood of that baby, folks. Literally. Some people want to do it for profit. Some people want to do it for satanic rituals. So, if you're asking yourself, why would the Democrats fight for babies to be left to die? Literally, folks, literally, the right to life or whatever it was that Ben Sasse put on the floor of Congress this week just said, it's a very simple bill. It's like one sentence. It says, if a baby is born and it's alive, you have to make sure that you provide it treatment. Did not pass. Which now means if a mother gives birth, an unwanted birth, and that baby's alive, they let it die. They do not give it medical treatment. They let the baby die. And again, this sounds nuts. You can't believe it. There's a reason. They harvest the baby's organs. They harvest the baby's blood. And they either sell it for profit or use it in a satanic ritual, folks. You know, it's sad. The president hasn't done more about this. And I predict if there really is another hot civil war in this country and it doesn't come from them impeaching Trump, it will be over the killing of babies. And you will literally have the Democrats, just like they fought for slavery, just like it was the Democrats that fought for slavery, folks. In fact, somebody sent me an old Democrat ad, and it literally is like, Democrats, party of the white man, Republican, party of the you-know-what. And it had a caricature of a black man on there. That's the Democrats, folks. They're the ones that were in the KKK. They're the ones that had Robert Byrd in Congress. They're the ones that kill babies. And so just like
Americans had to fight the damn Democrats to free the slaves, we're going to have to fight the Democrats again to make sure that babies are allowed to live. So there's your InfoWars, next year's news today, folks. I bet you, eventually in this country, there will be a civil war fought, and it will be people fighting for the rights of newborn babies. Because we don't want to let a baby die. And all these Democrats and all these progressives think they're on the right side of history. You literally fought for slavery. You literally fight to let babies die. Democrat donor Ed Buck sued by family after overdose death. Yeah, just, you know, people just die in a sex dungeon. Nobody reports on it. Big Democrat donor, big friend with Adam Schiff. Trump finishes meeting with Kim Jong-un after very good dialogue. Oh, here's a rich one for you. John Podesta predicts Roger Stone is going to jail. Oh, wait a second. Roger Stone put out a tweet about Podesta, and he got investigated for it. Oh, what does Roger Stone know? Well, what does John Podesta know? How can John Podesta make a prediction about Stone going to jail? Where's the investigation into Podesta? You know what Andrew Breitbart said about John Podesta? Andrew Breitbart, may he rest in peace, insinuated John Podesta is a massive pedophile sex ring trafficker. Andrew Breitbart, no longer with us. He's dead. Why did Andrew Breitbart allege that John Podesta was a massive pedophile ring sex slave operator? Why was it Andrew Breitbart that said John Podesta was a massive sex child ring cover-up operative? Not my words. I mean, I don't know why Podestas are into that weird art. That's their right. I don't know why the Podestas are being invited to spirit cookings that have human blood involved. Maybe that's why they want to let babies die so they can harvest their blood. But again, I'm not the one that said John Podesta is running massive child sex slave rings. That was Andrew Breitbart. He's dead. Why did he say that? And why is it that Roger Stone gets investigated for making a tweet about Podesta, but when Podesta predicts Stone's going to jail, nobody investigates? All right, folks, here's the deal. Do we want to go live to this? Secret mission has now been launched, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones is in California on the Joe Rogan Experience. Right now,
Alex Jones, dead kids. So,
well, I don't think that's. I think the majority of them are angry because the narrative has been that you're sending people to these Sandy Hook families' homes.
Exactly, and I'm not, and I never have.
That you're responsible for these people getting harassed because you said on your radio show that it wasn't real.
Yes, there is video and audio of me saying I can see how people don't think it happened, and I can see how people think it's synthetic because there's been stage events before. That then gets edited, put together, cobbled together, but I never said go to people's houses. I never said go investigate.
Did you ever say that you think it's not real?
Yes, I did.
But now you do think it's real.
Because I learned some of the anomalies were not accurate.
That's a problem with all this. The conspiracy theory stuff, the people that want to believe, they believe in conspiracies with everything. And I think there's a certain percent, and we talked about this just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, when I started getting accused 4 years ago, a couple years into it, when I said, no, I think it happened. Then people that I had interviewed and things started saying, he's involved, he's one of them.
Because you are now saying that it happened, they thought that you'd been compromised.
Yes, and then I was realizing, oh,
this is how it works.
A certain percentage of people are schizophrenic.
Exactly.
And then they just think everything's a conspiracy.
Well, this is the thing about conspiracies. It's very attractive to people that are schizophrenic. Schizophrenic top to bottom. Every single interaction.
All right, so here's the deal, folks. We're going to be dumping a lot of this, obviously. Joe Rogan is not on terrestrial radio with a terrestrial audience. So we're going to have to dump some of the cursing. So that's just why I'm going to be popping in and out. But this is Alex Jones live with Joe Rogan right now.
Saying that I'm Beau Bridges, or that I'm Jeff Bridges, or that I am
Bill Hicks,
and people in restaurants screaming, F you, Bill, we know it's you. It's kind of like Dan Rather, the guy threatening me. What's the signal, Dan? What's the signal? What I've experienced now, the, quote, fame of being super famous, being a conspiracy guy, I was legitimately questioning things because of Gulf of Tonkin, Northwoods, things that really happened, babies that weren't thrown out of incubators against the Iraq War. But I kind of realized a few years ago that I kind of had my own mild psychosis in that when you've been lied to by the media and the culture so much over and over again, everything then starts becoming automatically, you're sure it's fake, and that everything you see fits into that. This is probably, again, 4 or 5 years ago, I began to realize, because I was on the receiving end of people pulling up in white vans with guns at my office saying, I know you put a microchip in my head and I'm going to kill you. And so it was kind of like, once I got super famous, it was like, whoa, there's a certain percentage of people that are way off on the spectrum where they believe everything's fake. And then there's people that believe everything they hear is true. I mean, you should be questioning. You should have the right to do it. But it's somewhere in the middle. And so this is what I'll say about Sandy Hook. I legitimately questioned it when people brought up anomalies. I then had debates about it on both sides. The internet pushed me to keep covering it. I probably covered it 20 times in the first few years it happened. And then as soon as I questioned it, not a big stage.
All right, it's juicy, folks. It's Alex Jones with Joe Rogan. We're going to cover it live here on the Alex Jones Show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com during this break.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
right, ladies and gentlemen, we have to preempt our powerful broadcast from Robert Barnes, but we've gone ahead and posted the broadcast in full at Infowars.com. This is one you're not going to want to miss, folks. Constitutional lawyer breaks down how the deep state targets and silences conservatives with Robert Barnes, one of the smartest attorneys that you'll ever hear from. And so that is now posted in full at Infowars.com. We have to preempt that. We now go back live to Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience. Is it the snake farm? Is Alex Jones the snake wrangler? Let's go live now.
Do not say that. I'm going to get killed. I mean, I have never said nobody died at Parkland, and I sure as hell didn't say kill their parents.
So let's
so now,
okay, let's take a step by step.
You talk about fake news. They have green-lighted making anything you can imagine up about me. And it's like insane. And that's all I'm saying is that at a certain point, it's like Jesus.
I get. Let's take this step by step.
I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
It's okay. Listen, this is what we want to give you an opportunity to communicate and clear the air and talk and some of the shit. There's a bunch of things going on. One, it's a story that attracts people's attention. Right? A story of a guy who's saying that people didn't get killed when they did get killed. And it's horrific for people to look at. It's horrific to people to think about that their own children would not only get murdered, but then someone would accuse them of being a crisis actor. So then they start pushing that story, and that story becomes something that they make money off of, which is really, in some ways, kind of ironic. They keep this story in the news, and they keep getting clicks off of you and misrepresenting some of the things that you've said.
Yes, and
but Joe, some of the things that you said, you wish you hadn't said.
Absolutely, too.
That's also real.
But I mean, let's be clear. I'm not even defending myself. People learn stuff as you get older. Hindsight, you're like, well, why did I do that? Like I used to, whatever was the big hot thing on the internet, I would just debate it because it was interesting.
But this is what I wanted to get to. You were doing this show, and in this show, you're on the air hours and hours a day. And you're ranting about all these various things. Is it fair to say that you weren't really 100% aware of what kind of influence you were having?
Absolutely.
If you did know, you would have phrased things differently and done things differently.
You know, it's even beyond that. I was just younger, and I was covering what other people were saying. I was not the first, the 10th, the 100th, the 10,000th.
You were reading about it on the internet.
It was a firestorm all over the news that people are denying it. And I've got producers going, hey, look at this video.
But isn't that the problem with every single national tragedy? Anytime something happens, there's a certain amount of people that think that there's a conspiracy. Even when it's just a plane crash. Even when it's just, fill in the blanks. Any sort of national
tragedy.
Well,
exactly. And all I'm saying is, Sandy Hook's not the hill I'm dying on. I support people's right to question, and I understand because there's been so much lying in corporate media and by governments and staged events that are admitted and declassified that once people see that one thing was staged, then everything else must be staged. And then I have been on the receiving end of literally thousands of made-up conspiracies, which you laugh at until people in a truck with guns show up.
Yeah.
And so I understand part of this is the complex world we live in, all the information we have more than ever, and a lot of it is all the drugs people are on.
And it's just, a lot of it is schizophrenics. This is a big problem. We were talking about the percentage of
the
human
worms.
Beings.
Half of Brazil has the brain worm that makes you basically psychotic.
Well, it doesn't make you psychotic.
It makes you risk-taking, crazy.
Yes, it affects your judgment. This is toxoplasmosis.
It programs you to want to have more cats, smell piss.
Yes. Well, it definitely does that to rats. It actually reprograms rats' brains, makes them sexually attracted to
smell. And there's a bunch of parasites.
Yes, there's a bunch of them, and there's some that probably haven't even been identified.
And that's where the whole crazy cat litter thing comes from.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's one of the reasons why they tell litter. Don't touch cat litter. Don't go in.
Right, we have to dump
yes.
some
you,
stuff
you,
here as we're covering the Joe Rogan Show live.
For babies.
Alex Jones back on the Joe Rogan Show. We just have to bump in and out here whenever there's cursing so that we can dump it. But let's go back live now. Alex Jones is live on the Joe Rogan Experience.
It's a damn brainworm.
Well, that's probably also why they told you not to eat pork.
And that's science fiction. That's a real brainworm programming you, like you were saying earlier. It's true. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That the top soccer teams have the highest level of brainworm infestation.
Well, there's a disproportionate amount of people that live in countries where the high toxoplasmosis infection with successful soccer teams. There was some study that was done on that where we had Dr. Robert Sapolsky.
Sure, like women that have it are more sexually promiscuous.
Yeah.
It's recklessness.
Yes, and they think the men are more reckless, and that's why there's a disproportionate amount of motorcycle victims that test positive for toxoplasmosis. This is what Robert Sapolsky out of Stanford University was telling us.
Is there a way to remove?
I don't think there is.
Brainworm, yeah.
I don't think there is.
You know, there's like snails that get a brainworm that programs to go to the top of a tree so birds eat it.
Yeah.
And then it's crapped out, and the snails eat that, and then go, and it's a food cycle.
Yes, yes.
So how? Don't tell me in classic evolution. And I don't also believe the interpretation by right-wingers of the Bible. That's not what it says. I mean, obviously, evolution happens in big, quick jumps. But we know it's going on. But the idea that just there's worms and there's all these different – well, you're talking about the one that gets into a grasshopper.
The aquatic worm. The aquatic worm gets inside of a grasshopper's body and gets the grasshopper to commit suicide, gets a grasshopper to jump into water and drown, and then it comes out of its body, and that's where it lives. It lives in the water. So it literally gets its host to commit suicide.
So how did that chain of events, does that evolve where suddenly a worm gets in a grasshopper and does something a supercomputer couldn't do? It programs to drown itself.
Well, this is a matter of complex biology. I mean, so I think it's insanely complex. And it's something that scientists are studying on a daily basis.
We're going to get to that coming up, because I don't want to just talk about me all day. And I appreciate you having me on here to do it. And I know I don't have a talking point. I don't have a PR firm. You know, we even talked before we went on air about what am I going to, you know, I mean, Alex, what do you want to say today so you can help me get it out? I don't know.
I want to say a bunch of things.
I'm only learning how this works, being in the process of it. And it's given me a much bigger view than I knew 23 years ago when I first got on air, because I've experienced what other people have said, these bad things I did experience. I did it from a good heart. I believed questioning was okay. I was covering other people questioning. But then there's a weird, sick irony in the media that says that I'm the one that progenerated Sandy Hook didn't happen when I wasn't, to then in my name popularize it to a level of like they put out more Sandy Hook propaganda against me. This is key.
Go ahead.
Than before you invade a major country. I mean, this has been going on for years. Every day, the news, the print. No one died at Sandy Hook, Alex Jones says. Alex Jones says go to their houses and hurt them. What the hell is it for? It goes on and on and on and on.
Well, you're thinking this because it's about you. So because it's about you, it becomes a primary point of focus because it's affecting your life and it's something you're concentrating on.
But the volume is massive.
Volume is massive because it's something that generates interest. This is part of the problem with the way we do news today. Anything that generates interest. I mean, if the media really cared, they probably would have never talked about it. They probably would have never brought it up.
Exactly. We had real terror attacks in the 60s and 70s that weren't staged. If you go back and look at them, like the Weathermen and all that stuff.
Yes.
And the government and the media didn't cover it.
Well, this is a long time ago.
But they didn't cover it because it gives – if you cover terrorists, they do it more.
Right. That's true.
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. That's like in other countries, they don't print the name of mass shooters in the newspaper because they don't want people to get attention for that. I mean, some different countries have different philosophies.
All I
want to
say is, Joe, I genuinely – I've known you 20 years or since like 1998, 99. I genuinely really am trying to find the truth.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Are we watching the snake farm? The snake farm wrangler? The worm farm? It's Alex Jones on Joe Rogan. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Breakfast where the news is read, television, children fed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so the most popular live stream on YouTube right now is by far Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience. And pretty much any time Joe gets a big guest on, he gets into the trending section because he's got one of the biggest live streams on YouTube. But magically, even though there's over 100,000 people tuned in right now to the Joe Rogan Experience with Alex Jones in less than 25 minutes, it doesn't make it to YouTube trending. Oh, I'm sure that that's not YouTube shadow banning. I'm sure that YouTube isn't doing that intentionally. I'm sure that's just some glitch in the algorithm that the most popular live stream on YouTube right now is not in the trending section. I'm sure they'll fix that, I'm sure. So let's go back now.
T-shirts.
Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Charlie Manson, he had like four TV specials on CBS on 60 Minutes. When I was a kid, I'd watch Charlie Manson.
I don't think he was allowed to get paid for those, though. I think that was part of the thing because of he's involved in
murder. Well, sure, they have laws on that. But the point is, he would do Geraldo Rivera shows. The point is, Hitler basically was the number one thing on the History Channel when they first launched it. So you can hear what Hitler has to say. Even though we know he's a bad guy, well, why can't you hear what Alex Jones has to say? Because they have found what I talk about is effective. It gets people thinking, and they want it shut down because we've relaunched populism. InfoWars has done this. My audience has. 1776 worldwide. Populism, anti-globalism, anti-communism, anti-China. And the big tech companies, Google and Apple and all of them have publicly moved to China, and they publicly agreed to censor and control the population. This is in the news. And that's why Tim Cook got so mad at me. And I made a huge issue to Trump, and I sent reports to the president. I know he got. And that's what happened on that Sunday night when they said, that's it, we're done with Jones. We have to take him down, because I got investigations going at the national security level, sending big reports to the president through law firms of Reuters and AP, and then the articles, which he wasn't getting, where China is given the code keys by Apple, this is last year, and is moving their database there, and all the code keys have been given to the Chinese government, and Apple says that's just part of being there, and Google's building Dragonfly Project to help censor the entire population with a social credit score. They're already testing in Venezuela with China, and they're going to bring it here, and everything you do in live time will be controlled, and, you know, all the big airlines now are putting cameras in that watch you while you're on the airplane.
So you think, let me stop you, because you're ranting again.
I am ranting.
It's okay. You think they're using Sandy Hook as an excuse to get you off the air and to censor you and to take away your ability to make income, not because of that, but using that as an excuse because of the other things that you do, like targeting things like Google and talking about things that you're talking about where they're in China and they're allowing China to censor the population.
I'm just telling you, I'm not against Google or Apple. They do a lot of cool things. I'm saying stop it. Congress told you 10 years ago you were built here in the U.S. with DARPA money. Don't go help China do this stuff. Don't be evil.
Well, let me tell you something, because I knew someone who worked at Google. I know someone who used to work at Google, I should say. Their thought process was that Google is going – if they don't bring Google to China in a censored form, they're going to copy Google. This was the real worry, because China copies everything. I mean, their intellectual copyright law.
Yeah, but
law
then they're just going to steal it better now.
True. But this is what they're saying.
Think about that, Joe.
But let me explain something from the point of view of Google. As a business, and I'm not saying I agree with this, because I don't.
It's more apple juice.
Get some apple juice in your system, fella. They were thinking, and this is what I was talking to a woman who was a very high-level executive, and she was saying that they're going to steal it. If we don't work with them, they're just going to steal Google and take the code and make their own version of it. So them as a business, they're like, this is inevitable. They're going to do it anyway. We're just going to give in to their censorship demands. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't know what I would do if I was Google.
Why did Sundar Pichai lie under oath about it?
You'll tell what?
I'll tell Google what they should do.
What should they do for China?
You're dead on with what that person told you. When I had the globalist 15 years ago, 20 years ago, try to buy me off $10 million a year, you know, whatever.
By the way, cheers.
Yeah, cheers, brother. Anyways, when they did all that,
what were they trying to do? Who's trying to buy you up?
Well, I can't get into it. Okay. You know, they're private meetings and it's journalistic stuff off record. But everybody gets business offers. It's like, Alex, you're going to influence things by being on the inside. If you don't join this and help save the planet and do all these big things, my dad got the same speech when he was in high school, already at UT, had planned too. I can tell you about that. We'll get to that later. But if you don't join us, then the bad guys that are in the system are going to win. That's how they co-opt you, because that's how those people you're talking to are probably a pretty good person, that person at Google. They've had hundreds of their top engineers quit over this, because here's the thing. China in 1949 was nationalist and capitalist, and our own CIA, it's been declassified, leftist, the Ford Foundation, that's who's above the CIA, helped put the Chi-Coms in power. It took them decades to get running water and toilets. They have no environmental standards, no rules. They've had all of our investment. They've been built up because the Chinese communists will do whatever the globalists want. When you go and you are in China, they make you become state-run to get 0% tax corporate. Okay, that's why Trump is trying to lower ours just to be competitive. China has 0% corporate tax. Look it up now. If you become state-sponsored, state-run. So they're claiming, so that China doesn't rape us of our technology, we're going to go over there and spread our legs to them even more, so it's not a rape. We're willing, and we're going to take you along with us. So the idea that, well, if we don't give it to them, they're just going to rip it off, so let us go really give them all the big secrets and have Google last year tell the Pentagon, we're not going to help you with AI autonomous drones. But Google gave them all the latest AI, and I'll get into more sophisticated stuff in a moment, gave them all the sophisticated AI, and now China announces they've got all these AI drones that are autonomous and all these AI weapon systems to direct their aircraft. So what I'm telling you is China has no rules. 20 years ago, they had cows that produced human milk. 20 years ago, they had spiders that produced body armor, spider goats. Okay? They have human-animal hybrids 30 years ago. They've got giant human tissue farms. You know, you hear, oh, your Achilles is torn. We've got a grown in a lab, a tendon. It's not a frickin' tendon grown in a lab. It's a frickin' deal, a humanoid. These aren't humans. The way they get around it is they make
them. Wait a minute. We're saying so many things. This is, listen, I love you to death. But you say so many different things.
Humanoids are real.
I believe they are. But you say so many different things without stopping. It's hard
because I'm reporting to the government agency, so they'll listen and investigate. I'm decompartmentalizing.
Okay,
but this will be studied for years.
So what?
No, well,
I believe you. I believe you.
Joe.
Yes.
Joe, it was in MIT Quarterly 25 years ago that they had human-animal embryos, but they killed them at the embryonic level. You can pull it up. Let's expand.
I believe
this. They've got humanoids.
I believe this. I mean, look, they've already used CRISPR to enhance children.
With higher intelligence.
Yes.
In China.
Well, it was actually, it was a side effect, they believe, of making them
intelligence.
HIV. It was something about HIV, immune to HIV.
Joe.
Yes.
Everything 100%. They roll out has already been tested.
Oh, I believe you.
But it has an aim. So let me tell you what's really going on. The globalists want to play God. They have what they call a breakaway civilization. So instead of talking about the breakaway civilization, I want to talk about Sandy Hook, which I get, and I appreciate you letting me cover, and I'm sorry it ever happened. I believe it happened. I'm sorry for people's pain. And then I ask the families, and I ask the lawyers, and I ask them all, stop in my name, saying I'm the wolf at the door, saying go after these families, and stop running around to the news everywhere saying Alex Jones says Sandy Hook didn't happen. Because the media,
well, how about
the media
the
is the most unpopular thing in the world with 7% approval rating in Gallup. So when they say that I say it's fake, that sends people to Connecticut because people think the media lies.
Right.
So if they're saying Alex Jones said it didn't happen, it must have not happened, and now they're trying to create a violent event. Not the families, but I think some of the people involved know that if they make a big enough hype about it, they're going to have a big event up there in Connecticut. You understand? And they're going to blame it on me. So I'm saying no, no, no. I believe it happened. Stop saying I said it didn't happen. And stop saying that I'm saying no kids died. Because I want to talk about human-animal hybrids and humanoids. Because, Joe, why has it got to be a humanoid?
Why?
Because if you make it a few percentage points, another animal or another creature, it's a gray area. There's no human rights. You have an animal rights movement. You have a human rights movement. There's no alien movement.
Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience. It's the number one live video on YouTube right now. But YouTube isn't putting it in their trending videos. I wonder why. Oh, hey, do you think YouTube will ban Joe Rogan for having Alex Jones on? Everything else affiliated with InfoWars and Alex Jones gets banned. Will Joe Rogan's show be banned for having Alex Jones on it live? Interesting. We'll be right back. Final segment. More from Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Live here. We're back live here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is live with Joe, and he's ranting right now against Joe, but there's a lot of cursing. Just fire it up, guys. We'll dump it if we have to.
They've made freaking deals with interdimensional aliens.
Okay.
And notice the media never attacks you for that, because that's the truth.
Maybe this is true. I do not know this.
And we'll get into it.
Okay, I do not know this. And even these human-pig hybrids, Jamie just pulled this out. I believe it's true.
I mean, I'm worried about human-pig hybrids. I'm sorry the Sandy Hook kids died. My identity is not that.
I get it.
They admit 5G in all the studies, LA Times, causes massive mutation and cancer.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
It literally rattles your DNA apart. All of our kids are under attack.
You mean 5G?
And I'm mad at Trump for allowing 5G to come in.
This is the new internet?
You know why they won't let China put in WAPO? You know,
what's
5G and major? That's the big Chinese.
You are on
5G.
Fire today.
No, the big 5G. You,
you're on fire.
No joke. Joke. The 5G.
You're on fire.
Okay.
5G.
Remember how I told you
it was
a fire in the snake farm about human animal hybrids with
fire in
cows?
The snake farm.
You got to make you part cow so the cow keeps you and doesn't reject it. Or part pig.
Okay.
Okay, but let me expand. And you know about pigs and rats were most closely related to us, not even chimpanzees. That's why a lot of the organs don't get rejected.
Okay.
You know about that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So pigs are very close to humans. They even use pig organs and people.
Exactly. You know everything. So, no, it's true. I mean, you know, you, in a general knowledge, you know everything I know.
That's no, I don't. Listen,
let me tell you, Joe, this is literally, we know what they're doing. So just like they say, oh, yeah, we had human-animal hybrids. This is like freaking 39 years ago now. 23 years ago, I'm reading in the BBC about it and go confirm it's happening. Okay? And they're just floating it. There was an article in 1999 in the Baltimore Sun. And I interviewed Nick Begich. You ever heard of Nick Begich? Dr. Nick Begich?
No.
Oh, my God, he'd blow you away.
Who is he?
His dad was a U.S. congressman that got killed. His brother, U.S. senator. They're the guys that got all the money given to Native Americans.
Can you spell his last name?
Begich. It's he's a good friend of mine.
Can I get him on?
Absolutely. We'll fly right now. Anyways, the point is.
So what does he do?
He was telling me all these years ago, he goes, Alex, it isn't chemicals in the food and water. That's child's
play. Spell his last name again?
Begich. I can only write it.
Jamie?
It's electrochemical.
Okay.
It's electrochemical. But I'm reading in the Baltimore Sun, after I just had him on, I thought it was crazy. He's giving me all these patents for mind control using wavelengths and microwaves. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm reading it, and I'm seeing it. And the Baltimore Sun says, the CIA is testing on cell towers wavelengths to calm the public during crises. I just had Begich on with patents talking about that. What Begich explains is, it's not that the microwaves have somehow interfaced with the brain. We already interface with the space winds and all these other magnetic fields, everything else. So they're all just testing this stuff. And so everything they deploy, they've got all these other technologies. My dad was at UT in 65 when he was in high school. They already had CD-ROMs, computers, everything. But they had a nuclear reactor underneath the building, and he wasn't supposed to tell them. And oh, absolutely. And that's what I'm telling you. It's a breakaway civilization, dude. We don't know what they've got. We don't know. We don't know who they're in. We don't know the whole thing. That's what I'm telling you, is this is hiding in plain view. And that's why it's so crazy. Imagine if you knew all this, you're trying to tell people, and they go, oh, God, he's doing that. Find one thing he did that sounds mean and make that his whole world. So that's what I'm telling you is, it's been in the newspaper that the cell towers are being used for mind control. That sounds like a schizophrenic. So see, here's what a schizophrenic
is. I want to see that. How do they use the cell towers?
Pull it up, probably. Look, here's the thing. Listen, here's the deal. Right here. You've got a total schizophrenic that thinks the sun is following them around town and thinks their dog is watching them and works for the aliens. That's not happening. You've got someone over here that believes everything they see on Fox News.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, questioning is good. Science is good, trying to figure out what's real.
Yes.
And all of us get freaked out, the nature of the world. No one knows what the universe is. We don't have all the answers. So it kind of, people can't handle that bigness. They can't handle that question, especially low IQ. So they have to differentiate and create a model that allows them to put it in boxes so they
this
can make
this is our
it
crew showing the articles about what Alex is talking about, by the way, not Rogan's crew.
Spacewalk for the first time, and they're out in the universe, and the whole planet's under them, and what are they going to do? It's mind-blowing. Well, imagine once you realize we don't know everything. We don't understand, and it's endless, and there's all this crazy crap. People go nuts, and as humans learn more and more, as we become more advanced, and go through this metamorphosis, it's going to create a giant societal crisis where most of the people are already going to get killed. The globalists understand that in the birth of this planet, this new species. And so they decided to take control, make it scientific, stun everyone and dumb them down so they can scientifically try to orderly carry this operation out. But then I go, wait a minute, you're detonating over 100 hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere to see if you could ignite the atmosphere and destroy the Earth.
Yeah, but that was in the 60s.
I know, but what I'm telling you is the same professors train people.
Right, but those people are dead. The people that detonated those hydrogen bombs in the 60s, they're dead now. We're not dealing with the same human beings. I'm with you on most.
I think
most
people in a lot of ways are more immoral now.
I think I agree with you in some ways that everything evolves and things get better. This is one of my arguments about Operation Northwoods, that if they were able to push Operation Northwoods and get it signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 1962, was it 62?
Yes.
If they were able to do that, and no one went to jail, and no one got arrested for proposing that they were going to arm Cuban friendlies and have them bomb Guantanamo Bay and blow up a Cuban jetliner.
And shoot people in movie theaters.
Right. Yes.
And schools.
Yes. That things evolve. Things evolve. And if unchecked, and obviously that was unchecked, no one went to jail for that. No one got in trouble for that.
Did you know even PBS covered it? Like, I never even knew this.
Here, let's read this one here. The significance of the research, he explained, is that although the cell phone power is low, electromagnetic radiation can nevertheless have an effect on mental behavior when transmitting at the proper frequency. What is this article, Jamie?
Scientific American.
In Scientific American, it's titled Mind Control by Cell Phone.
So it really does have an effect.
They did a whole study
on it. But let's go further. It doesn't.
Yeah.
So there is. So would you think that they're making this
5G
protocol?
No, they declassified last year a 37-page CIA manual from the 1970s where they were putting up cell towers that looked like trees, already testing it in neighborhoods.
Okay, they do that now, right?
So you're saying the cell phone tracks you and watches you and controls you and surveils you.
Yes.
Do you think that it's one way? But beyond that, it's a microwave relay system that can manipulate, and then the towers are even more powerful. So this is a device given to us by the gods, okay, given to us by the technology that the breakaway government, NASA, has developed that you don't just think they made up themselves, right?
What do you mean? Who do you think made it up?
Well, when you're ready to get to it, I want listeners to understand something. Notice the media is not going to cover this.
The media's not?
Well, no, they'll cover that was on the show. They're not going to cover this.
The media, okay.
Because
so,
this is not my opinion. This is the real research that I have heard, that I have talked to Army generals, commanding generals, major generals, general generals, CIA, everybody. And they're all 100%. And I thought it was a psyop before, and then I've researched it. I've talked to hundreds of people now, not on air, but I'm going to make a film on this, who've taken ayahuasca and DMT. I've not taken it, and for obvious reasons. And it's unbelievable because, I mean, they 100% in San Francisco is the main project site. Literally have an alien base, and they are literally communicating, and they've got like astronaut level people taking super hardcore levels of drugs and going into meetings with these things and making intergalactic deals. And that, and again, that's what the government believes and says they're doing.
When you say the government, that's a broad stroke. You're painting, you're using a broad brush. Like, what do you mean by the government?
Breakaway rogue intelligence agencies.
Okay, so what you're saying is essentially that they're using psychedelic drugs to communicate with interdimensional beings. All right.
Yeah, spirit guides.
Okay. Everyone who's done a high dose of psychedelic drugs has had this experience. So everyone who's listening to you right now who's done DMT or done 5 grams of psilocybin, they know that this is you have some kind of communication with something else. The question is that something else inside your psyche, or is that something else, a chemical doorway? Is there a chemical doorway inside the mind that opens up? And the belief is that when you die, and this is what the afterlife is, that when you die, your brain produces these chemicals. These chemicals open up this doorway, and this is the portal to the next dimension. So you're saying that the government is aware of this, and they must be aware of this. They've heard enough people talk about it. They must have done experiments on it.
What does scientists do? They want to know the secrets of the universe.
For sure. And people that have the courage to experiment with these things and try them themselves realize that this is such a profound experience that it's so alien that if an alien landed right now in our parking lot and a little gray man with big black eyes got out, it would be nothing compared to what I've seen on psychedelic trips.
Well, let me just tell you.
Folks, this is actually... dates back to America's founding.
It's just because so people need to understand that I'm not
people taking problems. Psychedelic drugs is not new,
I
folks.
I don't think people are ready for it. But a lot of folks who have low oxygen and who have
9-volt brains.
Well, who have sleep apnea, big necks, big heads, tongues go big.
Like you and me.
You go down to 62% oxygen, that's another time that the brain releases DMT. So my whole life, since I was about, my first memories were every night was a DMT trip. So I basically...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Alex Jones on Joe Rogan. They haven't banned the Joe Rogan YouTube channel next. It's about to go next level. The War Room starts. I'll be joining it in an hour. Radu hosting for now. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. It's the number one trending video on YouTube, but they won't let it trend.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one